Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, giving care and comfort from beyond the grave.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, if you have a real ghost story, you could share it with us. We would like to hear it. If you want to call in, call 855-853-4802. If you want to write in, go to realghoststoriesonline.com. Then if you want an ad-free version of the show, you'll also get the advance episodes. You also get access to the archive. Become a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. Try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. Hey, Kathy Gordon, how's it going today?
Carol Hughes, it's going pretty good. How are things over in the Big Wichita?
Big Wichita, it's going good. Mowed my yard. Happy about that. Big day in the neighborhood. I don't know what it is, and Kathy can vouch for me on this. I have really, really bad karma with lawnmowers. And I don't know why. What I've done to piss off the lawnmower universe.
The lawnmower gods.
Yeah. But like it all started, I had this little cheap lawnmower that I had for years. And I, every year, 10 years, I think, never had a problem with it. Just put oil in it, change a spark plug. But it was really good. And then I got a new one. It just started breaking down. And that new one, like every, I think I took it in 2 to 3 times a summer. Till I finally gave up on it like 7 years, 5 years later. Then I moved into a house with a half acre, so I need a riding lawnmower. Same shit keeps happening with my riding lawnmower.
And like, you are learning a lot about lawnmower parts.
I am. Not like I can replace it myself, but I do understand now what
you
went wrong.
You used the word solenoid.
Well, that's because I was told what it was.
I know, but I thought that I was impressed. Like,
because I had to go to the lawnmower part store and I had to tell them what I needed. And I didn't want to be like, well, it's this picture. And
those lawnmower parts guys at the store are pretty impressive.
They were impressive. I was like, how the hell do y'all know all this stuff? But I mean, so I don't know. Maybe
amazing.
I want to put this out into the universe. Like, I haven't done anything wrong. I like to take care of my lawn. I would just like to go one season without having to have a repair done on my lawnmower. And I'm talking, this has been going on for probably, I would say 6 years.
Do you get it winterized?
Oh, I do all of the service shit, just like my car. Okay. I'm really good.
Okay.
Changing the oil, doing all the stuff. But the funny thing is with this rider, the other one is just sitting in my shed. I don't even know what to do with it. But the rider, because I just gave up on that one. But the rider, yeah. I've had to take in for service every year because it hasn't made it through a season yet.
Mm.
So we'll see. Well. Fingers crossed. So this story, though, today, this is the kind that I love the most.
You love the most?
Mm-hmm. These are my favorite kinds of stories. And so I'm going to play it, and then we're going to talk about it, because I just think these are always so beautiful. Here you go.
Okay.
Hi, Tony. I just found your show, and it's really been very interesting. I do have a story, and I think it's more of a visitation than I guess a ghost story. But my best friend for 40 years now, her mom passed like a month after I was married, which was like 18 years ago now. And so I had my first son about 2 years afterwards. So this goes back about 15 years now. And he had a congenital heart defect, so he had to undergo open heart surgery. And he was just a baby at the time. And, of course, as a mom, I was totally freaked out. And about a month after he was home, I remember when I was in the hospital, they had to put him on the heart-lung bypass, and they would come out and tell you, you know, when it started and then when they got his heart beating again on its own. And I remember being so scared that, you know, he was being basically kept alive by a machine. And I just really don't think I ever got over it. But anyway, about a month after we were home from the hospital, everything went well. My son was doing really well. I had the most vivid dream about my best friend's mom. And she came and sat on my bed, and I could feel like the weight of her on my feet. We were talking, and I said, you know, I'm so sorry that you never got a chance to meet my son. And she said, oh no, I met him. I held him while he was here. And I just thanked her for taking care of him, but I was crying, and I woke up with tears. I still have tears in my eyes when I think of it. And I know that she was there to tell me that she truly had taken care of him during that sort of, I don't know what you call it, like twilight, while he was sort of had one foot in our world and one in theirs. But anyway, that's my story. He actually went on to have two more surgeries. He's doing great now, and she has not come back to visit me since then. But each time he was at the hospital, it did give me a lot of comfort knowing I knew she was there, taking care of him, and I was going to get him back, you know, healthy and happy. So that's my story. Thanks for your show. I love it. I've told a bunch of people, and good luck to you. Thanks.
Isn't that the sweetest thing ever? See why gosh. I love that story so much?
That was a very touching story. And, you know, I think she came to her to let her know that she had taken care of him, that she could rest, you know, be comforted knowing that as they went on and had to do these future things, that there was a protector.
Yeah.
You know?
That she didn't need to come back, you know, when the other surgeries were going on, because it's like, hey, I've got him.
Yeah, got him. You know, just let you know that one time was that, you know, that's all she needed to do. And then for the other remaining time that things would happen, she could face it a little stronger because she knew that he was being protected.
It's just so beautiful, that whole concept of, you know, her friend's really mother was. Passed and had only been gone like a month, and then her son needed surgery, and then to have a dream like that, that's so profound that she woke up crying from it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what a visitation dream, they're just so different. It's like, it's not like a regular dream. Like, you wake up like, oh my God, I just talked to that person. Like, it's that real.
Yeah.
I just think that's beautiful. And just just to know, it just kind of gives you reassurance that there's this whole other side, like you can still be comforting and caring from beyond. I think that one is just so beautiful.
I think it is too. And you know, it makes me think of something that's sort of disrelated, but maybe kind of related. You know, there's been studies that, and I'm in education, and so I, you know, have to read a lot of education stuff and do a lot of. And there was this, it was a study that they did where they went into a school district and they helped teachers, and you know, with their mental health, where they would say, you know, because sometimes, you know, it's a stressful job and whatever. So they started giving teachers some tools that they could use to help with their stress levels and to work through things. And I don't know, maybe they provided some counseling, whatever. Anyway, so they did some things. But what they were tracking all this, the surprise, and then I think ultimately spurred more studies, was the domino effect, that when one person is better, it has a domino effect. The students did better. The parents were more engaged. The people were, and they said, and they started going, oh my gosh, you just change one person in this dynamic and it spreads. It has a ripple effect. And I kind of felt this in this story too, where yes, she had passed on, but she was doing something beautiful for this woman and her family by protecting this boy. And it kind of has this ripple effect where the woman felt better, and probably her husband, because she felt better, her husband felt better. And, you know, if there's any other, you know, relatives in the story, without even knowing mm-hmm. that they did, that a spirit or an entity can come and kind of shift the dynamics of a situation. And yeah, they talk to me, but through me, they talk to a lot of people.
So we'll go from that one to a creepy one.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So this creepy one says, my story goes back to the 90s when my parents, one of their friends, started an auditing and accounting firm together. That's not the creepy part. Although, and the way my brain works, that's just terrifying right there. And I don't know. No. They rented two connecting units on the fourth floor of a very old building as their office. In the early years of the firm, they, together with a few of their staff, usually stayed overnight in the office to meet deadlines, especially during tax season. Which the last thing I want to do, auditing and accounting, I'd be horrible at. But spending the night with my coworkers.
The night just sitting at a desk doing numbers would just be.
Oh my God. Awful. But at tax season, I mean, those people put in long hours.
Oh, do they? Yeah.
One night, there was more or less 10 of them who stayed. They always had dinner served for those who stayed late. One of their staff put plates to cover some of the leftovers they had, and at around 1 a.m., they all decided to go to bed. That's the part to me that's weird, because I'm like, it's 1 a.m., I got time to get home. I'll meet y'all back here in the morning. I am not
spending definitely. Time. I'm not staying there. I'm heading home.
At around 3 a.m., they were all woken up by loud crashing sounds. When they turned on the lights, they saw that the plates that covered the leftovers were cracked from the middle, like a pie, if you can imagine, and one of the broken plates looked like a face. I remember my mom telling me how creepy the plate looked, but they thought nothing of it, as it was one of their first encounters in that office. Well, this is creepy. Oh, well. They also
it was just like, you might go, well, you know, who knows? I mean,
maybe it's the first one, you go, you know. That's what we get for stacking plates on top of leftovers to cover them. They never found a rational explanation for what happened. When we were younger, we sometimes went to our parents' office, especially during summer break. In the late afternoons, we usually took naps. My brother always played once he woke up after his nap around 5 p.m. Sounds like us when we were kids, we'd go swimming and then we'd be so tired that you'd end up taking that late afternoon nap.
Yeah.
By pretending to, let me go back. My younger brother always played once he woke up after his nap around 5 p.m. by pretending to talk to, in quotes, guests in the main door. He would go, "Oh, it's been so long since I've seen you. Please come in." Or, "Why, hello there. I wasn't expecting you. Please come in." Or just something so along those lines, and proceeded to entertain them. We didn't really think there was anything unusual with it, which is just kind of adorable. He was playing
adorable.
He was pretending to be the receptionist in an auditing and accounting firm.
Well, you know, I used to, you know, play like in my grandparents' market. They had old market, you know, where they would sell fresh produce and stuff. And I'd go in there and, you know, pretend I was selling old gourds and stuff.
Would
so,
an old gourd?
Sure.
Yeah, I've got some old gourds for sale today. Let me ring that up for you on my mother's, my grandmother's adding machine.
They did. No, they had one of those.
It wasn't
old
a cash
register.
Oh yeah, they had a cash register.
And you know, like I could barely even pull down the keys on it. It was so heavy and so old. But
Is as old as our gourds. I don't know why I'm talking like an old lady, and I'm really mimicking you. Anyway, so one day he missed his greeting of his guests because he overslept. 5 p.m. came and there was a knock on the main door. One of the employees opened it and no one was there. They closed the door and immediately there was knocking again. They opened it and there was no one there. This went on for several days, and my brother was told not to play his usual pretend game anymore. My parents and their staff even went so far as to plan catching the prankster, with some of them waiting outside the main door or at the corner of the hall at around 4:50 p.m., just so they could catch whoever was doing the knocking. It eventually stopped, but over time, they never caught anyone. From outside, they would also hear the knocking, but they never saw anyone. One of their old staff also told my parents back then that he hated arriving to work early and being alone in the office. He said he always saw the reflection of a little girl on his computer screen and it freaked him out because whenever he turned around to look, there was no one there. He said he experienced this several times, so he didn't even really try to arrive early anymore out of fear. There was also that year when they hired a receptionist who could see spirits. That was handy.
Okay.
She also said she was scared of the shadows she saw there. That's really hard to say. Except for the little girl. My parents knew she was a legitimate seer because the previous staff who saw the little girl on his monitor was a few years ahead of her and resigned way before she arrived. Oh, so that person who saw the little girl was long gone.
And wouldn't have been able to tell her about
and
the little girl.
And then she saw a little girl. So one day my parents were having a meeting with a client in the office. All of a sudden they heard a loud bang followed by crashes and the shriek of the receptionist. They all thought that one of the file cabinets fell down, but upon rushing to the reception area where the noise came from, they only saw the receptionist crouching and shaking. She was so scared, and she said the shadow she saw passed by so fast, and all she heard were the crashing sounds, too, as she cowered and covered herself from fright when she saw it rushing through the office. So she must have just seen like a shadow person running and something crashed. I'm not sure what exactly crashed.
Well, does it? Yeah, does it say?
Or was it just a crashing sound? I don't know.
Does it go on to tell us?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Says they had so many experiences in that building, and that is one of the major factors that have made them believe in the paranormal. They moved to a different and more modern building back in 2003, but still rented the units in the old building for storage. My dad told me back then that before they left, he told the little girl that she could come with them if she wanted. I just laughed it off. I didn't really believe in the paranormal before and just thought it was silly of him to talk to something he couldn't see. Fast forward to now, I'm working with my parents and have developed a more open mind about these things. Ever since I started working, I have occasionally heard stories from my coworkers about seeing a little girl in the office. Some of the guys have even started calling her Chloe. I mostly keep to myself, but when I heard them talk about this little girl, I started telling them about the old office, but not that my dad invited the little girl. It turns out some of them have been to the old building to get and sort out some of the old files. They all said it was such a creepy place that they got goosebumps all over their bodies for no reason. They said they felt like they were being watched the whole time they were there. I have never been to the old office ever since the transfer, and honestly, I have no plans of ever going there. I actually have more stories about that old building and on the two additional units across the hall that they decided to rent as the number of people grew. Anyway, this is getting too long already. I really enjoy your show. Please keep up the awesome work. I look forward to listening more to you guys. From Christina. So super hot haunted accounting and auditing firm.
Yes, yes.
So if you felt like if you had that situation, you know, you had a business, creepy stuff's happening, you feel there's a little girl there, would you say you can come with me if you want? Or I think I would be more like, honey, you need to move on. You know?
Yeah, I wish they would try to do something to get her to move on somehow. Don't you think? Mm-hmm. But obviously there's something still there at the building. The building scares everyone that goes there into the storage room. So there's different things, I think. The one receptionist saw the shadow go through really fast. Everybody heard crashing. And yet it doesn't appear that anything crashed.
Yeah, not unless if there was, it wasn't made clear.
You know, I one time had that happen where I lived in this little house in Texas and I was just, you know, sitting on the sofa watching TV or doing some grading or whatever. And my dogs were both on the sofa with me and I heard a crash and it was, I cannot tell you how loud this crash was. It was as if somebody had pushed a full bookshelf with some glass and china stuff on it too, because it sounded like, you know, just crash, like something massive happened. And my dogs jumped up and they were doing the, oh, you know, looking around. And I got up and tentatively, of course, started going through the rooms. I never could find one thing.
And when it's so loud, it's like, okay, I heard something crash. What was it?
Yeah. I could not ever find one thing, even a little thing that looked out of place. So that's what I felt like when you were telling that story, that the crashing that they were hearing, but there wasn't anything wrong and everybody heard it.
And the other times, like the leftovers, you know, there was a reason why you heard the crashing. And so then I get why you would be like, we probably didn't stack them right, or maybe they were kind of on the edge of the counter or something.
Or maybe if you've stacked it on top of something that was hot.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it'd have to be pretty hot to break something, but.
It does seem like the little girl went with them. What are the odds of renting or buying two different properties that both have little girls haunting them?
Oh, I think she went with them.
I do too.
There's something disturbing about seeing small children spirits.
I know. It's always bothered me. Always really, really, really bothered me.
Yeah.
So I would just like the little girl to find some peace. And you know what? Maybe she has with them. Maybe she's like, I kind of like these people. I can interact with them. It's pretty good. You know, maybe that's kind of how she feels. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, if you want an ad-free version of the show, you'll also get advanced episodes, access to the archive. You can become a premium subscriber. Go through Apple Podcasts, try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
At Care Heating and Cooling, we put you first. You are the reason we're open 7 days a week and why it's easy to schedule service at careheatingandcooling.com. Your safety is why we check every gas furnace for carbon monoxide, and it's because of you that our techs are paid to fix your furnace, not sell you a new one. So it's no surprise that last year, Care was awarded a BBB Torch Award for Ethics. Because at Care, we're committed to doing business right. Call Care at 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust.
Oh, I can't wait to meet her! Oh my gosh!
Put your hands together for new Dr. Pepper Blackberry and Dr. Pepper Blackberry Zero Sugar.
There she is! Woohoo! Yeah! It's full Dr. Pepper!
With sweet blackberry flavor!
Dr. Pepper Blackberry, I'm obsessed with your succulent taste! Please marry me!
No! Or I'm gonna freak out!
Try new Dr. Pepper Blackberry.
It's a pepper thing!
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill. Pets shed. And accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out, so you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics. They're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa.
Visit WashableSofas.com today and save. That's WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.